Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Cabinet Decision, India's emerging semiconductor industry. The participants are Subhumoy Bhattacharjee, economic analyst, and Lakshmi Devi, senior journalist.
The Union Cabinet today approved a ₹3,706 crore semiconductor plant at Zewar in Uttar Pradesh to be set up by HCL Foxconn joint venture to manufacture display driver chips for mobile phones, laptops and automobiles. Briefing the media on the Cabinet decision, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the plant will have the capacity to handle 20,000 wafers per month. 3.6 crore chips will be produced per month. This plant will make driver chips for displays used in mobile phones, laptops, automobiles and other devices.
जो भारत का छठा semiconductor unit बनेगा, वो जेवर उत्तर प्रदेश में बन रहा है। तक पांच semiconductor की units approve होने के बाद में बहुत तेजी से उसमें construction चल रहा है उन पांचों में और एक का production इस वर्ष 2025 से start हो जाएगा। उसी कड़ी में एक और बहुत ही advanced यूनिट है जो कि HCL आप जानते हैं हिंदुस्तान कंप्यूटर्स लिमिटेड और फॉक्सकॉन उन दोनों का जॉइंट वेंचर है दिस जॉइंट वेंचर विल मैन्युफैक्चर डिस्प्ले ड्राइवर चिप्स
दिस इज एन इम्पोर्टेंट डिसीजन लेट्स अंडरस्टैंड मोर अबाउट दिस डिसीजन एंड व्हाट इम्पैक्ट इट विल हैव एंड वी हैव विद अस इकोनॉमिक एनालिस्ट Shubhamoy Bhattacharjee to explain its impact on India's economy and the semiconductor business in India. Thank you for joining with us.
Hello, Lakshmi.
What are display driver chips, you know? Why are they crucial for devices like mobile phones, laptops and cars?
Yeah, that's a good question to ask about the display drivers. But before we get into that area, let me sort of stay a bit on what is a semiconductor chip. A semiconductor chip sits at the heart of any electronic manufacturing device.
Yeah.
So almost, and since as you can see, any device that we use now, any manufactured item that we use now, is almost always an electronic item. All those electronic items, they carry several semiconductor chips. And just as you were mentioning, mobiles, laptops, and others, they carry sometimes several thousands of semiconductor chips. The average automobile, it has about 36,000 semiconductor chips to guide the array of functions in an automobile. Even a simple toy that a child carries now often has several semiconductor chips locked inside those devices. So you can see that the semiconductor chips are essentially the computer units which run any manufactured item. And the range of these items are expanding exponentially because every item that we are now using right down to, as I said, from a child's toy to a space rocket to a robot in a restaurant serving food, to a traffic light, everything that you can see around is guided by the presence of semiconductors. So a display unit is basically one type of these semiconductor. In fact, within that also, there are lots of differences, lots of categories. But short of it is that these are the semiconductors which can, you know, create the impression of light that we often see displaying many of our unit, like for instance in a mobile phone, when we have the units in front of us showing a display, that display itself is guided by several semiconductor chips working within the mobiles. In the entire world of semiconductor, they're just one variety of semiconductor chips. There are so many varieties of semiconductor chips that pervade our world and are pervading our world even more as in the third decade of the 21st century and going on forward. Yes.
Why is setting up this semiconductor plant in Zewar a significant step for India's electronics industry?
So, you know, all of this, I mean, India had not been leader in the semiconductor industry, even though India had recognized the importance of semiconductor industry long time ago, but active steps to transfer that knowledge into manufacturing bases had taken time. And it's only in the past few years, and it's really in the past few years, and especially post-COVID, that once the supply shocks in the global trade market started impacting Indian manufacturers, that a very serious decision was taken to create domestic capacity of semiconductors. Semiconductor chip manufacturing facility is a very big deal. Let me explain why. A semiconductor plant uses raw materials of massive number of types. Not only does it use the wafers themselves come from a huge range of critical minerals, which themselves are a very big deal for a country to secure. The production process of a semiconductor chip, right from designing those chips, which are called the prefab or the fabless units, which are basically just the creation, the design centers themselves are centers of high technology, because designing each semiconductor chip is itself something which is a long, painstaking, and a very difficult high engineering exercise, and done inside a computer by hordes of technologists looking at lots of parameters to ensure that one chip design becomes operational. To transfer the design to a manufacturing unit, which are the fab units, as we say, is another humongous exercise, because that means taking the design to create a manufacturing unit where the manufacturing process means bringing in machines which often have to be created, sort of custom made for the process of making that unit become operational. There are very few countries, therefore, in the world which are able to produce these chips because of so many factors that come into play. Last and but not the least, each semiconductor chip plant consumes a huge amount of water. How much of water? To take a simple example, a month's consumption of water by an average semiconductor plant would be more than the entire annual water flow in a river like, say, Yamuna. So you can imagine the amount of water consumption that is needed to secure a sustained production system of semiconductors. Because of bringing all of those together, plus the requirement of skilled human power to be able to undertake that production process, and of course, the consequent nature of financing that is required, has made creating a semiconductor unit a very difficult exercise in the world, and which, again, as I say, very few countries like Taiwan had been able to do. But India has got into the pack because it realizes that if you don't have the control, or at least a substantial control, on the production of semiconductors, your path to the sustain a manufacturing process in the current world is impossible to sustain.
Currently, India imports chips. You know, how will this plant help reduce India's dependence on imported chips and improve the availability of electronic devices? To what extent the domestic requirement will be met with the setting up of this particular unit, as well as this is the sixth unit, and putting together all six units, to what extent the domestic demand will be met?
Yes, let me put it this way, that the amount of chip design and chip fabrication that will be necessary, even with the creation of this, even with the establishment of this plant, and we are just talking of the foundation stone being laid, and there are five more plants which are in different stages of operation, in the stages of being built. The one with the Tata, the building, is almost ready and should be able to roll out its first batch of production this year itself. But even with those five and this sixth, we shall be needing even more of chip in our industry. So to say at this stage that our import load will come down is frankly not even possible. And the government is not even looking at that. The Indian Semiconductor Mission is saying that we need chip of a quantity which is so huge that if we don't start producing now, then our import requirements will grow exponentially and we shall not be able to sustain our manufacturing sector's demand. So we are sort of racing just to fill the demand of even, you know, specific and very limited number of sectors. So to turn the argument around, it means that what India has started doing is absolutely correct and will need to be expanding even more and even fast in the months and years to come to be able to make a sizable dent in the demand for such chips in the Indian manufacturing sector.
So how important setting up of this unit, especially in Zewar, and keeping in mind Uttar Pradesh landscape and economy, what role it will have on local job creation and what kind of skills will be needed for these new roles? Is India prepared with skill sets?
Exactly. I mean, we now, a semiconductor unit is a massive exercise which is, to put a comparison, it actually is even bigger than setting up the field townships of earlier generations. None of the semiconductor units that are coming up are sitting inside any city, and rightly so, because these ones by themselves will become massive urban centers because of the presence of the semiconductor unit. Each of the unit will be needing huge number of, like Jewel's unit, will be needing massive number of technology specialists to come in. That's just very small part. Along with them, there'll be an even larger number of technology people with knowledge of technology working in ancillary units just to supply those parts to the semiconductor unit. And beyond them, we'll be needing even more people trained in technology to be able to keep the unit, those ancillary units going. So you can see we are talking of a level of industrialization which is unprecedented, and especially for Uttar Pradesh is concerned, it has never happened before. This can, and not only this we can, this will change the entire industrial landscape of Western Uttar Pradesh as nothing has so far. It will draw in people from every walk of life, not only to do this work, but will also to do work for maintaining those townships. So in the real estate sector, in the services sector, setting up of schools, colleges, hospitals, other facilities to maintain such a township will also draw in that many number of people. The role of scope of employment in this place will be humongously large. Yes.
What challenges does India face in building and running such a high-tech facility, and how can they be overcome? There are environmental considerations. There is, as you mentioned, availability of water and skills, few of the challenges India has. So what steps the government should take to overcome these challenges?
There are lots. I mean, as you can see that the basis, we are quite aware of the challenges. The Indian Semiconductor Mission has already laid out the details of what India plans to do. It is a very detailed document which lays out the steps of what we want to do. We have started offering tax relief. The government has put already committed a sum of 78,000 crore, and that's a huge amount of money to finance the building of these units. The government is actually helping domestic companies to tie up with companies abroad, like in this case, HCL has tied up, which is a domestic company, with Foxconn to develop semiconductor unit. It's giving land, it is providing the infrastructure, it is committing to create a conducive industrial climate of a scale, as I said, which is unprecedented. So there is not, that is the government bringing as an infrastructure support to make these units start work at the earliest. This is a totally new area for India with the demands, with the consequent demand on skilled labor power. That itself is going to be very big challenge for us to surmount, and for which the skilling mission itself has been repurposed to bring in more and more young women and men into the flow of STEM, what is called the science technology training, to become ready to take up employment in this hugely exciting but very vast employment generating sector.
So how is it, right now the joint venture is with HCL and Foxconn. This kind of joint venture, how will it influence the future foreign investments and technology development?
As we go ahead, there will be lots of benefits coming through foreign investors, because this is something in which India, along with USA and other competing countries, is making substantial inroads. And this is providing, because most major companies in the world are looking at high energy, high skill and high technology based products to market. And for them, therefore, the fact that India is doing this sort of a thing is a tremendous, it's the reason why there's so much buzz around India as a manufacturing center.
Thank you for joining with us and sharing valuable inputs. Thank you very much, Mr. Bhattacharyaji.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Cabinet Decision, India's Emerging Semiconductor Industry. The participants were Subhamoy Bhattacharyaji, Economic Analyst, and Lakshmi Devi, Senior Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.